river and plain, through wind and storm, rides Dan of the Air Lane.
Ann Burton, recently a nurse at the Tyler Sanitarium in Springfield, and pilot Jack Baker of Interstate Airlines find themselves involved in a diamond smuggling ring headed by a cunning leader known only as Doc. Equipped with unlicensed radio stations, the ring has succeeded in stealing an aircraft feed plane and an experimental transport ship and landing them on a small island just off the coast of Florida. It is upon this small coral atoll, elaborately fitted out with all modern electrical devices as a base of operations for the smugglers, that Ann and Jack, together with Aunt Hattie Jackson, who stowed away on the stolen transport ship, and two members of the gang, Vic and Joe, find themselves trapped by a 100-mile-an-hour hurricane that is scheduled to strike within a few hours. Through the island transmitter, Vic has sent a call for help to the dock, and this call was heard by Jack's young brother, Bobby, who, with Pete Peterson, a co-pilot, and a hostess, Kay Thompson, accidentally stumbled into what appeared to be a radio room in the Tyler Sanitarium. They immediately got in touch with Art Morrison, an inspector for the government, and with him returned to the hospital, determined to locate the illicit radio station. In company with the owner of the sanitarium, Dr. Tyler, our friends apparently followed the same directions as before, but instead of finding a radio set, find only an innocent-appearing laundry in the basement of the hospital. All of them, including the radio inspector, are ordered from the sanitarium by Dr. Tyler, who steadily maintains there is no station on his property. Meanwhile, has the mysterious doc managed to send aid to the little party marooned on the island in answer to their urgent call? Or will the tropical storm reach the island first? Listen.
Young man, bad enough to have to just sit here waiting for a tornado to blow us off the face of the earth without you getting that dreadful wrestling match on the radio.
I thought it was pretty good in the south, and I've got to stay here with this receiver. No telling when the doc will call us, maybe send help or something. Of course, if there's some other station...
That one's all right, Joe. You're just getting nervous, Aunt Hattie.
Nervous? Anne Burton, I'd like to know who wouldn't be nervous after being cooped up in the baggage compartment of that airplane all the way from Springfield, and then get out only to find that you're going to be blown right out into the ocean.
Oh, Aunt Hattie, you shouldn't have come down here. If we'd only left word with Kay or Peter, they could have met you at the airport.
Young lady, I'll have you know that I was merely looking out for your welfare. And it was lucky I did stow away on that airplane. That man there would have probably given you all ptomaine poisoning, feeding you out of tin pans.
The sound of the automatic tone, the time will be exactly 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time. We continue from the ringside.
Midnight. I wonder why Jack doesn't come back. He and that chick have been gone for nearly an hour. You don't suppose that...
Now, don't worry, Anne. It seems to be depending upon Jack to help get us out of here. He values his own sense of hide too much to harm Jack in any way.
Oh, gee, lady, we got orders not to hurt either one of them. Well, that is unless... Well, they're just out there pressing down them ships, so that just in case we don't get off this island, and just in case we... Well, you see what I mean, don't you?
I think I see only too clearly, young man. You mean if we're here after the blow is over?
Anne, I think I hear them coming across the sand now. I'll look out the door. Jack, is that you?
Yeah, gorgeous. I brought your little boyfriend back safe and sound.
Practically as good as ever, Anne. What time is it, anyhow? My watch stopped. Forgot to wind it.
3 minutes after midnight. We just got the time signal.
Did you get anything else, Joe?
Not a thing, Vic. I'll turn it on again. You don't suppose they just leave us down here?
From what I've seen of this outfit, a few people more or less doesn't seem to make much difference to this doc, as you call him.
Well, I can tell you this. When I get back to civilization, I shall certainly turn this matter over to the proper authorities. We'll see if that doc or anyone else can get away with this high-handed business.
Listen, the doc isn't going to let anything happen to you, Baker, or to Joe, or me. Because we happen to be pretty important in his setup, see? Now, as far as Beautiful and her little auntie are concerned, they weren't invited on this little trip.
Well,
you see how it is?
I certainly like that. I've always heard that there was honor among...
Attention, all boats for shipping. The expected hurricane is remaining at the forecast schedule. This will bring it to the eastern coast about 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our musical program continues.
5 hours. Joe, we got to get something out of that radio. Let's have another try. Come on. We can't just stay here and die like a bunch of rats. Doc has got to do something. Here, take those earphones. I'll take these. Now, let's see.
Jack, listen. Do you honestly think that there may be some way of getting off this island?
Anne, there just isn't enough gas to make it in either ship.
Why don't we radio some big steamer to come to our rescue?
Well, Aunt Hattie, in the first place, these fellows don't want the position of this island known. And then these reefs are treacherous. And nothing but a very light boat could make it up to here unless they happen to know the exact location of every reef. That's the very thing that has meant protection to these fellows all along. And may mean their destruction now. And ours, too, I guess, unless something happens.
Oh, Jack, if we could only get some word to interstate, I'm sure they would do something.
I don't know what they could do, Anne. They haven't a ship that could reach here in time, and then besides that, these two fellows won't give me a chance at that transmitter. If there was some way I could get them out of the place for just a few minutes, maybe I could...
Jack, you have a match. That's what I said last night. Aunt Hattie, you don't mean to tell me that you smoke...
I certainly don't know of any reason why I shouldn't go see these power plants you talk about. The moon's shining. There's not even a cloud in sight right now.
But, Aunt Hattie, you can wait until daylight to see them.
We may not be here by daylight. No. You and you, Mr. Baker, are tired. You can stay right here and keep these two hoodlums with you. I prefer their room to their company.
Listen, sister, don't get any funny ideas when you're out meandering around. And you stay here, Baker. I'd just like to know where you're at. You hear anything, Joe?
I'll be back in a little while, but I'm going to see how the tides can make electricity.
That aunt of yours is a stubborn woman, Gorgeous. But at that, I'd hate to have to leave her here.
If we have to leave anyone, I'll stay.
And maybe your boyfriend will have something to say about that.
We're not leaving here right now, Vic, so suppose we leave that argument until later. I'm tired. Hope you don't mind if I stretch out on this chair for a few minutes.
Here, take this one, Jack. It's more comfortable.
Oh, better keep it yourself, Anne. You need the rest as badly as I do.
Now, you better get some rest. If you get any help at all, you'll need all the rest you can get.
Okay. Man, but am I tired.
Hey, Vic, listen. I think I got Springfield. Listen.
DS calling DM. DS calling DM.
DM answering TS. Go ahead.
I understand that there's 50 gallon drum of aviation gasoline buried on island. Doctor's the only one that knows actual location. We'll try to locate him by phone and advise you later. You understand?
Understand, TS. But hurricane is due here at 5. Hurry all you can. Find the doc. We'll try to find that drum. But let us know where it is as soon as possible.
Okay, BM. We'll call you on actual location. Stand by for our call.
We'll stand by, TS. Did you hear that, Baker?
I heard it all right. But we can't dig up the entire island. What you'd better do is wait and get a location on that gasoline drum.
That's right, Rick. And I'm too tired to dig anyhow. Hey, listen, did you hear that?
Yeah, it sounded like...
That was Aunt Hattie. She's calling.
Stop, Rick, look. The ship. They're on fire.
Well, don't stand there gawking. Grab those fire extinguishers and come on. It can only be one of them.
Yeah, that's it. Here's another. I'll take this one.
What could have set a fire?
Becky, you better stay here. We'll take care of this. There's something funny about this. Watch that radio. Come on, Joe. Yeah, you too, Gorgeous. Let's get going.
Well, good luck. Just bet I'll take care of this radio. Let's see now. Interstate should be right around here. Get around a bit and get the right frequency. Can't risk hitting their own station back there, wherever it is. We might catch it on the amateur band.
Getting plenty of EX tonight. Using two stages of RF, we seem to be doing all okay.
Amateur band, all right. Let's have a look here.
Well, it was so funny, Mr. Barnes, that we couldn't find that room.
Bobby, it's Bobby.
Honest to goodness, I can see that transmitter just as good as you can see this one. Only it was smaller than mine. All fixed up like a commercial station, you know.
You haven't done so badly yourself, Bobby. You think so, Pete?
Bobby, this is Jack calling. Can you hear me?
Jack, where are you?
Bobby, listen. The hurricane is to hit here at 5 in the morning. I have to talk fast. I'll leave this transmitter on as long as I can. Get some other boys to get a cross check on the carrier waves and get the location of this place that way. We're close to the Florida coast.
Jack, Mr. Morrison of the radio department is right here. You'll help, won't you, Mr. Morrison?
You bet I will. What do you need, Jack?
The fastest ship you can lay your hands on. Five of us here. The rest are coming back now. I have to sign off. But hurry.
We'll do our best, Jack. Come on, Pete. Get Kay and let's hurry.
Better shut up your transmitter, Bobby.
All right, but there wasn't a breath of air stirring. And that tarpaulin was a good 100 feet from the plane.
Yeah, but look, Vic, there was a little gust of wind every now and then. That might have done it.
Did it hurt the ship, then?
No, it was just an old tarpaulin that must have blown there. And Hattie says it just blazed up all at once. She must have seen it right after it caught fire because it was only half burned after we got there.
What I want to know is how did that thing get there? And how did it catch on fire? There's not a thing to set it on fire. Unless it could have been...
Young man, are you insinuating that I set the thing on fire? Just to watch you dash out like a fire engine?
All right, then. What set it on fire?
That old cover was soaked with oil. You should have known better than to have the flimsy thing around. You had to tie to those little steel stakes. So, my smart young man, all you had to do was to drag one of those pieces of steel over a piece of flinty sand, and there's a spark. And there's your fire. And you can thank me for being out and seeing it.
I guess that's how it happened, Vic. Was there anything on the radio, Baker?
Nothing but some stuff from an amateur station.
Listen, isn't that something coming in?
I'll turn it up. Here.
TS calling VM. TS calling VM.
Okay, TS. Go ahead.
We'll be able to get a hold of Doc around 4 o'clock. It'll give you an hour to gas up one of the planes and get off. We're going home now. You understand?
4 o'clock. Listen. I understand. We'll have plenty of time. I'll call you around 3:30.
Okay, VM. Good night and good luck.
Well, it looks like we'll find our gasoline and have an hour to spare ahead of the wind.
Yes? Well, it looks to me like your message and the wind will get here about the same time.
What do you mean? They said 4, didn't they? And the wind won't reach here at least until 5 o'clock.
Springfield is operating on Central Standard Time, and that 5 o'clock is Eastern Time, which happens to be 4 Central Time. You'd better start digging for gas, Vic.
Will they find the drum of gasoline in time? Or will Aunt Hattie's clever ruse be the means of a rescue by the loyal co-pilot Pete and little Bobby? Who will win the mad race against time and death? Time alone will tell, so be sure to tune in for the next powerful episode of Anne of the Airlines.